kind of bugged out.
What about?
Right over there. All along there.
Then, oh, that's a mosquito hawk.
Oh, really?
You know what they're doing?
What?
They're eating that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. That's what they're after. Yep. Know that Howard Johnson business? We were coming back from China. So we got on a long piece of road. And the only place we found where we could eat was at Howard Johnson. And I had already drew my knife on it. Brother did too. About it. So we went in there, sat down and ordered. It wasn't very much. So we ordered and chopped the steak. No one wasn't getting up but hamburger at all, that was. And it was so dry and hard, we ate a little bit of the other food that was on our plate, and I said, well, we'll stop early for our evening meal, though.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a better place than this. So when I went to pay the girl, he said, young lady, I'd like to ask you a question. Says, we've drew the line on Howard Johnson's restaurant long ago, but this is the only place we could find. And we stopped. But we'll never stop at another. And I'll drive till I can wipe the chin with the slack of my stomach before I'll stop at another Howard Johnson. Says, I'd just like to know how many times those chopped steaks had been served before they were served to us. Said, they didn't eat them and we didn't eat them. She said, well, I just work here. I said, we realize that, young lady, but we're just telling you.
Mm-hmm.
We're not criticizing you, not one bit in the world, but I said, this is the last time that I'll ever stop at a Howard Johnson restaurant. But I lied, because here a couple of years ago, a wife and me was in Tampa, and we started out, we were going somewhere else. We wanted to eat. We got out this side on Hillsborough.
Mm-hmm.
There was that Howard Johnson there. I said, Vera, we'll go in and sit down, and we'll look at the menu, and if it don't look right, out of there we're coming. All right. So we went in and sat down. Little lady handed the menu. I looked at the menu. I said, she said, now that ham, that roast ham, is good. That's good. I said, well, I'm kind of foolish about ham, and I'm going to take that ham down. Well, wife takes one. And we wasn't sorry that we did. It was all right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the first, and that's the last time we've ever eaten at Howard Johnson. But that was the first good meal we had at Howard Johnson's in a many a month. I just don't stop at them restaurants. I'll tell you a good place to eat now. When I'm in town, I go to eat at the restaurant. I eat at Morrison's.
Oh, yeah. I've eaten there a couple, three times. It's always pretty good.
Morrison's is all right. You have a variety of things to pick from there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you a good place to go. I can't go there very often. A little bit on the expensive side. That's the Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I ate there about a week or so ago.
Yeah. Well, we go to Lakeland every once in a while when it gets feel a little bit flush. Go to Lakeland and eat at the Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And usually get three or four shrimp, great long shrimp, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those other seafood. I can't remember. Can't think of it right now. And a great big fillet of fish of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And the slaw and the mashed potatoes or French fries or whatever you order, you know, and the bread. And it's very good. Very good. All right. But I tell my wife I can't go very often. First place I can't pay the bill and then I'd have to buy clothes before long.
Yeah, you got a point.